recruit new hires and improve the hiring and new employee training processes.
Darby LaJoy testifying before a House panel where a lot of lawmakers from both parties are critical of the TSA, saying it hasn't been keeping pace with that steady increase in passengers. Starbucks is now in the middle of another controversy, this time after a racial slur was written on a cup of coffee at a Los Angeles area location. A man claims he recently ordered two coffees at the store and the barista wrote the word beaner on both of his cups instead of his name. The man says the slur didn't appear to be an accident because the barista called out his actual name when the order was ready. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A measure protecting net neutrality is now headed to the U.S. House after it was passed by the U.S. Senate yesterday. The Democratic-authored resolution would reverse the FCC's repeal of those Obama-era net neutrality rules that prevent Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content on selected websites. Under the new rules, providers would be allowed to open fast lanes to websites that pay them. The Democratic measure does face a very steep climb in the House because of strong Republican opposition. Well, the flight crew was asking, is there a doctor on board? And they got the Surgeon General. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was on a Delta flight to Mississippi on Wednesday when a passenger became ill, and the crew did page for help, and Adams answered the call. He later tweeted the patient's doing well and that he was glad to be able to help. Delta thanking the Surgeon General for his volunteering and his service. No indication of what exactly was wrong with the passenger. And the Carolina Panthers have announced a definitive agreement to sell the team to billionaire David Tepper. NFL owners are expected to vote on the purchase during meetings next week in Atlanta. Financial terms not released, but multiple outlets have reported the deal is worth an NFL record $2.2 billion. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Joe Johnson, a mortgage consultant with Caliber Home Loans, about today's real estate lending market and what home buyers can expect as it relates to borrowing. So if you're buying a home or thinking about it, stay tuned because it's Thursday, May 17th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business. That's the way I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a brief check of the weather. shows the temperature is currently 62 soggy degrees at 12:05. And the forecast shows that today we're going to have rain throughout the day with a high of 71 and a low of 57. For tomorrow, the rain will continue and it'll be cooler with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 49. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy with periods of rain, a high of 63 and a low of 58. And for Sunday, we'll have scattered thunderstorms, a high of 77 degrees and a low of 62. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 3.90 to 24,772.83. The NASDAQ up 11.61 to 7409.45. The S&P 500 is down 3.30 to 2727.22. Oil is up 4 cents to $72.02 per barrel. And gold up $4 to $1,288.20 an ounce. Well, again, I want to welcome everybody to the program, and thank you for joining me as we get together at this time every week for another episode of Taking Care of Business. And if you're joining me, there's a good chance that you're watching us on our Facebook page, so we would ask that you also like this page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, so you can get updates throughout the week on anything that's affecting businesses midweek. Sometimes we'll come up with different news articles that we want to share before we can get to the program, and people find that very helpful. And if there's any topics that obviously you want to talk about, you can always message me there, and we'll do the research and then bring it to the program on a future episode. Our business quote of the week is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington, and it comes today from Brian Tracy, who said, "Leaders think and talk about the solutions. Followers think and talk about the problem." So some good thinking there. What is your mindset? Are you a leader or a follower? And again, Brian Tracy's words, "Leaders think and talk about the solutions. Followers think and talk about the problems." Just a programming note, on June 7th, we have Mike Michalowicz, who's the author of the book Profit First, which I've told all of you, you should have already purchased by now. You should have read it. You should have highlighted it, underlined it, put tabs in the corner, dog-ear the pages. Again, the book is called Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, and he'll be joining me over the phone to talk about the Profit First program and how it can turn around your financial side of your business and make you profitable in very short order. So again, buy the book so you understand what we're talking about. If you own a small business and you feel that no matter how hard you try, you can't get ahead financially, the Profit First method will change that. You don't have to look any further than Crown Trophy of Flemington. Since we've implemented the program, I sleep very well at night, and it's nice to know that there's enough money for payroll, for rent, for taxes, for royalties. So by all means, check out that book as well. Joining me today in the studio is Joe Johnson. He's a mortgage consultant from Caliber Funding. They're located on 200 Somerset Corporate Boulevard in Bridgewater. And Joe is here because I've known Joe for several years, but kind of look at him as the expert in the industry, if you will, of mortgage origination. And wanted to bring him in because a lot of times people don't know either where to start or they don't know you know, what's the best mortgage tool out there for them. So I thought this would be a great program to bring him on board to discuss. So, Joe, welcome to the program. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Probably better idea if I turn up the microphone. People can hear you.
That'll work. Thanks for having me, Jim.
No problem. So at this time of the year, when we get into springtime, this is usually that time of year when people start putting their houses up for sale if they're going to move. Sometimes, you know, they do it in a kicking tire mode. What can we get for it? And other times they're serious. They want to either downsize or upgrade, maybe move up. For some people, it's the first time that they're looking to buy a home. What are you seeing right now in the market? I'm hearing stories that there is a real shortage of inventory out there in a lot of markets, and that there just aren't enough houses for the people that want to buy. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's true for the most part nationally, but particularly in New Jersey and Somerset and Harnett County, that the shortage of inventory has been a pervasive concern for some time now. It's good in the sense that it helps with prices. Prices have been increasing steadily over the last number of years and are projected to continue. But, it can be a challenge if you're a buyer.
Very good. Now, where are interest rates at this point? I have not purchased a home in 22 years. I haven't been paying attention, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think the only time people really pay attention to lending rates is when they need money. But where are they at now, and what do you see happening in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, rates have been trending higher for, I would say, at least about the last 6 months. We were down at the bottom for a period of time there. 30-year fixed rates were in around the 3.5% range with 0 points. I preface that a little bit because a lot of it depends on credit score and things like that. You know, back in the old days, the rate was the rate, but there are a lot of factors these days. But we've seen things start to increase. The economy is solid. The Fed is looking at steadily increasing rates over time, and we're starting to see rates on a 30-year loan push up towards high fours, maybe 5% by the end of this year. There are estimates that it'll be closer to 5.5% by the end of 19. So,
okay. And when you see incremental changes, and typically, and just correct, feel free to step all over me and correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. What I think normally happens is the Fed will raise the rate 0.25%, 0.5%, something like half would be almost drastic. But that has a significant impact on your borrowing ability. Correct?
It does, yeah. Yeah, I mean, an increase from 4 to 5% is going to, on average, reduce a buyer's buying power by about 9%. So in a market particularly where prices are increasing, with rates going up as well, you're going to have to make adjustments at as far as expectation with what you're looking at.
And is that, when you're dealing with people, and are you mostly dealing with first-time home buyers? Are these repeat customers? This may be their second or third home with you, or how's this work?
Definitely a mix. First-time buyers are out there, and that's a good thing. That helps drive the market. But there are a lot of people who are moving up or moving laterally. People that I've worked with in the past. A lot of investors out there these days. And so it's a mix.
So with the investors, and I've talked about this on the show. My son bought a house last year in Pittstown. Some people call it a fixer-upper. I called it a knocker-downer. but we were able to, in 6 months, turn it around, and they were able to move in. And I know that those projects are out there, and we're starting to see with the popularity of all the home improvement shows that everybody thinks they can do it. Are there different lending mechanisms from a traditional mortgage for the person who's looking to maybe flip a house or something like that?
Absolutely. There's some great tools out there, and they've become increasingly popular with this shortage of inventory because it's, if you can't find the perfect home, perhaps you can find one that you can make perfect. And so Caliber has a great team of renovation lending specialists that I work closely with, and it enables you to build the renovations into the financing that you're obtaining. So a good example would be a home purchased for $300,000 that needs $50,000 worth of work. You can borrow up to 95%, I think in most cases, of the $350,000, thereby financing the renovation and getting into the home that you really want.
Okay, cool. Very good. I want to save this for after the break, but I want to get your head thinking about it, and that is, A, when should a person start talking to a mortgage consultant in the buying process? And then, what do they need to do to prepare, so to speak, get their, ducks in a row? We do have to step away for our first break. And when we come back, we'll start talking about some of those questions so that if you are thinking of buying a home or you're in that process now, what should you be doing to prepare so that this is as smooth a process as possible? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees.
As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB for all of you with the digital players. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you can join me, and so glad that also joining me in studio today is Joe Johnson. He's a mortgage consultant with Caliber Funding. Their website is www.caliberhomeloans.com. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about when... Like, if I say I'm going to buy a house today, I want to go out and I want to find my dream home, when should I be talking to a mortgage consultant? When should I be calling Joe Johnson? And what do I need to do or bring to the table to be in the best position possible to get the maximum amount of funding?
Well, yeah, I mean, the easy answer is, yeah, early on. Earlier is better. More so, I think, for people who are new to the process, new to home ownership, and new to taking on that type of credit, it's a good thing to get into the conversation early, because there are a lot of things I can help people out with, maximizing credit scores, understanding what's involved, what the options are, how much they need for down payment and closing costs, and particularly with renters, you've got to allow time for the home search these days. It's unlikely that you're going to go out the first week and look at 15 homes that all seem wonderful and decide which one you want. Working with first-time buyers recently, within the last couple of years, with the shortage of inventory, I've had a lot of people just get outbid on you know, other offers coming in with, you know, more down and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So. They've had to look at multiple homes, put offers in on multiple properties in order to get accepted. And some people just actually run out of time. Correct. You know, if you've got a lease that you've got, you're running out, you know, that's ending, and you've got to re-up, you're kind of forced into that situation.
Gotcha. And on the personal side, you know, getting those ducks in a row, checking your credit score, which a lot of people don't do on a regular basis, and there's a number of free tools to do that with now. But you could come to the table with the best of intentions. We want to buy a home. We want to work with you as our mortgage consultant. And then all of a sudden, there's a huge red flag from 3 years ago in their credit history. So do you help people, or do you guide people, or does Caliber have some kind of mechanism in place to help with the repair of that?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's sometimes it's easier than you think. But, you know, it's interesting. I got in the business over 25 years ago, and there were credit reports back then, but there was no scoring system, no FICO scoring, anything like that. It's just up to the underwriter what they thought based on what they saw. But now there's a great sensitivity in the process. When it comes to your credit score, it affects the interest rate, your approvability. It affects the mortgage insurance, your homeowner's insurance even. So making sure you're maximizing your credit score is hugely important. And we do have the tools to help people understand what they can do to make that happen.
Very good. You alluded to it earlier, but it seems like the more I talk to people who are selling their homes, it's almost like a competition where people are coming into the open houses, they're getting multiple offers, and, you know, all of a sudden, let's say they put the house up for $600,000, they may sell the house for $620,000, $625,000 because the buyers start competing against one another. And, you know, it's not cut and dry like the first one in with the offer wins. It's who's coming with the best offer.
Well, right, yeah. And that depends a little bit on the price point and the area that you're looking in. You know, if you're looking in, you know, under 400,000 range in Hunterdon County, under 500,000 range in Somerset, it's unlikely that you're going to be the only one looking at the property, especially if it's priced reasonably well and in good condition. You're going to be competing, and there are some ways, even with not that much of a down payment, you know, there are some ways to better position yourself to get your offer accepted.
Now, years ago, the method was you can put 10% down on a house, 20% down if you don't want to pay for PMI, you know, private mortgage insurance. Is that still the case? Are you recommending to people go with the 20 or just whatever they can afford?
It doesn't have to be 20% down. In fact, that's been a common misconception that I've heard anecdotally from people is everyone has heard after the global housing market, global meltdown and housing crisis and everything that credit has tightened. But they really haven't changed the down payment requirements. That's not what's happened. It has to do with other things. But you're still able to put as little as 3% down, 3.5% down on a conventional, FHA loan. 5% down is common on a conventional loan. Here in Hunterdon County, there's actually a USDA rural housing program that most of the county is eligible for that allows for 100% financing even. So down payment is, you know, not something that's tightened up.
Right. And, you know, an article I was reading in last week's Courier News, and we'll get into that a little bit later, the title of the article was called "Now is Not a Good Time to Buy a Home in This Area," talking about Central Jersey. A lot of different reasons, most notably low inventory, high demand. And what they also said was with the increasing interest rates, it, as we talked about earlier, that it may limit how much you can borrow. And that was, in some instances, forcing borrowers to put more down to reduce the overall, you know, amount of the loan. Are you seeing that in your experience locally, or is it just there's just things going on all over the place?
Well, you know, on the one hand, I kind of get what they're saying. It's, you know, pricing has been driven by a shortage of inventory and availability to some extent, and interest rates are climbing. But the problem is it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. So you'd have to really decide you're going to wait it out if you wanted to wait. Problem is, in the meantime, renting is becoming less and less attractive as well. I think rents in New Jersey were up 5% in 2017. Doesn't sound like the end of the world, but if you multiply that over 3 years, if it stays at that rate, $1,500 a month rent's going to $1,725 very quickly. So,
and in, what I'm seeing in my experience is the millennials, the kids coming right out of college, it's all rent. And, you know, they either want to go to Hoboken or somewhere, you know, close to the city. Is there any kind of shift, or is that seem to be the pattern? Are people waiting longer to buy that first home, or what do you see?
Absolutely, yeah. Average age of first-time home buyers has gone from 29 to 37 years.
In 10 years span. Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 8 year span, eight year increase over 5 years. So, yeah, that caught my eye. But it's interesting because it's a hard decision for millennials. In this environment that we're in these days, you're not going to go to work for AT&T and have the same job for the next 35 years.
Right.
You could find yourself one job a couple of years and another job, you know, 3 years from now, and it might be a completely different location. So it makes it tough.
Do you see anything in the Central Jersey market where certain towns are more desirable or just have a better success rate? And is it based on, you know, the typical, and this may be more of a question for the realtor, but is it more about, you know, good schools equals desirable housing market? And I think, for the most part, most towns in Central Jersey have good school systems. But are you seeing any areas where either nothing's selling or people aren't buying or they're overpriced?
Well, yeah. I mean, the high end is soft, I think, particularly in Hunterdon County. There's a, you know, it's going to take a while to sell anything over $700,000 to $800,000. What's interesting is, as far as schools are concerned, I think that focus has waned somewhat. I mean, if I have the stat right, I think 65% of homes in New Jersey now do not have children of school age. So that was an interesting shift, I think. So I don't know that it's about that. I think one thing that's driving value and activity is the proximity to New York and commuter towns are I would say, hot right now.
Right. Now, you've been doing this, like you said, for about 25 years. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen and just observed, casual observer, not in the industry, is that things become cyclical. So you talked about people that are don't have kids of school age. And we have seen this in several towns. In the town that you and I grew up in, it forced the closure of a high school, then the merger, you know, two schools into one because there just weren't enough kids to keep the school. And then also we had this population explosion and we're bringing, so is it a cyclical thing? Like every 10, 15 years, as old people move out, young people are moving in, and where are we at in that swing?
Good question. You know, I do think it's cyclical. We'll probably see it come back. You know, you hear about millennials wanting to all live in Hoboken. Well, I remember that being the case 20, 30 years ago. And it's kind of like that one commercial where you see the couple says, oh, we're never leaving Hoboken. And then next thing you know, I'm pregnant, and then, you know, we're never having kids.
We're not going to have the minivan. Yet, so.
Yeah. But there is a there is a shortage of demand for larger homes based on that reduction in number of families with children.
Okay, good. What's going on? Like, if you had to tell us today the state of the union, what's going on in the housing market today? Has it improved over the last 5 years? And do you see it continuing either to get better or plateau out? What would your assessment of the housing market be today?
Well, you know, the good news is values are steady and steadily increasing in most cases. It's interesting, though. There are 36,000 fewer homes on the market in New Jersey since the peak in 2011. So there's definitely been a reduction in activity and the number of homes that are being sold. I think there are a lot of people that are staying put, so which is okay, but, you know, we'd love to see them move up into larger homes and make space and see
you
more
kicking me out? Is
you got to go.
You know, it's interesting when you say that because, and some of the numbers that you're sharing, I wasn't aware of. And so when you talk about a deficit of 36,000 homes, that means there's 36,000 families potentially ready to move up, take that next step, but there's just nothing there for them. And, you know, the old adage, you know, our parents probably told us, you know, don't rent, buy, you know, because when you rent, you're just throwing your money away. You're not getting anything for it. And, you know, so the number when you say average age 37 is
absolutely shocking to me. I wasn't prepared to hear something like that.
Right.
What's happening in the industry as far as the mortgage process? You know, in the old days, we filled out applications, and mm-hmm. you know, we're coming up on the break, and if we have to, you know, let's do that. We'll postpone it for a quick news break. But what I want to talk about is, has the process gotten any easier, or is it still what I felt when we went for our first mortgage, pretty darn invasive? They knew more about me than I did. And then we'll come back and revisit that after the break. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a year ago today that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation began. And President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report.
Giuliani is saying they're urging the special counsel's team to wrap its work up soon.
If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart.
Giuliani, speaking on Fox News, also says the Mueller team has acknowledged to President Trump that it does not have the legal authority to indict a sitting president. A man is behind bars after that fatal explosion on Tuesday at a Southern California day spa that left a woman dead. Police say they've taken the victim's ex-boyfriend into custody in connection with that blast, though he's not been directly charged with her death. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. Glad you could join us and glad Joe Johnson could be joining me from Caliber Home Loans. We're talking about mortgages and the mortgage process, not just here in New Jersey, but pretty much anywhere. And before the break, I was mentioning how the first time we went for a mortgage, million forms to fill out, initial here 872 times, and it just felt like when the report came back, there were three things that I didn't even know about myself.
Yeah.
You know, it was you had a Gulf Oil credit card canceled. It was like because I went to school in West Virginia and there weren't any Gulf stations, you know. Right. So they canceled it for an activity. I had to keep thinking, like, what was this? And so has the process gotten any easier? Is it as invasive? Or, and not that invasive is a bad thing. You got to know who you're lending money to. But where do you see the process today versus when you first started?
Well, it's kind of been all over the map between when I started and now. There are some good things happening now, but you know, anybody who's seen the movie The Big Short, if we mm-hmm. move it forward from there, we you know, anybody who was in the business back in 2002, 2003, things were nuts. You know, we're just approving pretty much everyone. Based on those were the rules.
It's funny because I remember I was a recruiter. At that mm-hmm. time, I was working in the pharmaceutical industry, but we did have a banking division. And I remember Chase coming to us and saying, we need subprime lenders. And they were hiring anybody with a pulse. I mean, right. if they walked right. through the door, they were getting the job. And it was about 6 months in, I kept hearing the term subprime. And I'm like, what is this? And this, and when I heard, well, this is for the person who needs three mortgages. They're borrowing from mom and dad, maybe a fourth mortgage. I'm like, and they're going to loan these people money? Right. And then all of a sudden, you have 2008. So I mean, it's okay that they're doing their due diligence, but is it from the prospective home buyer, is it easier for them than it was 30 years ago, or about the same, just a different way of doing it?
After the crash, it got pretty tough for a while. For a number of years, I would say it was as bad as it you could expect it to be, and we were just felt like we were torturing everyone to before they could close. And getting people through the process, I said, "Yeah, look, you need a Sherpa," and that's me. So we got it done, but people were bruised up by the end. Things have gotten a lot better with the advent of digital mortgage tools that we have now. That's helped. Credit has eased. A lot of the underwriting guidelines have gotten better. Still invasive in a lot of ways, but we can go directly to employers and banks now and get all the information that we need with a couple clicks of a button. Borrowers can sign up for the tools that we need to get what we need, and so it's really cut down a lot on the paperwork that's required. No longer having to track down, page 6 of your January, bank statement,
right.
Day before closing. Actually, the advent of TRID has helped. There's a truth in lending changes that were made several years ago. Now that everything basically has to be done 3 days prior to closing, you have to get your final figures out, and the file generally has to be wrapped up and ready to go. That's actually alleviated a lot of the crisis mode, day before closing, day of closing problems that, are the stuff of lore.
Right. And with that, with the digital process, is this something that, I know your website, and I want to talk about your website a lot mm-hmm. more after the next break, but are these the tools that people can find on there to help them get the process going?
Right, yeah. I mean, you can go online to my website. It was best to search at Joe Johnson at CaliberHomeLoans.com. But you can click on Apply Now and just input all your information. You can upload your documentation. You can run your credit. And then, when you're in there, I'll be notified that there's an application coming in. And you got that stuff in there, I can hit the ground running with it.
So it's I would think that after the lessons learned from 2008 and the recession, that there's stop gaps in place to prevent this from happening again?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's really no getting around demonstrating that you've ascertained the borrower's ability to repay. That's the big one.
Right.
So there's really nothing there anymore, like no income verification, no doc loans.
Yeah, we don't hear those ads on the radio anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there are some tools with some portfolio programs that we have that will allow for some asset-based approval. But, you're not talking about 5% down type of scenarios with low credit. That's you have to be a pretty solid borrower with a lot of assets in order to qualify that way.
There was a term a few years ago called predator lending. Now, is that... Does that apply in the home market, or was it more for just consumer loans?
No, there are a lot of rules that are in place now that weren't 10 years ago in terms of churning and other different unscrupulous activities that were could very much be harmful to the borrower, to the client. So they've gone a long way through CFPB and other organizations to really make that stuff go away.
Good. We talked a little bit before about down payment and the certain the minimum requirements, mm-hmm. if you will. Where should a person, and we talked about knowing their credit score, but is there like a threshold where don't come talk to me until your credit score is at this level, or does it matter based on the size of the home or the loan?
Right. Well, there is a common misconception out there that your credit score is your credit score. That's not actually true. There are credit scoring is software, and it can be adjusted and used in different ways to meet the client's needs.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a lender who's doing car loans or a lender who's writing mortgages or a credit card company, they're looking for different things. So people often say, well, I got my credit score from Credit Karma, and it's a 780, and I'll run it, and I'll get a 760 or 750, and it differs, so you mm-hmm. have to be aware of that. You can't really count on the personal credit scores that you can get online to tell you exactly what your score is going to be when you're applying for a mortgage.
So when we talked earlier about someone meeting you for the first time and doing their mm-hmm. preparation, is there a service that you would recommend, TransUnion, Equifax, or any of the others that are more reliable?
Well, mortgage lenders run a tri-merged report, residential mortgage credit report that has the three repositories on it, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So that's going to be the most comprehensive version. And when we are underwriting loans and pricing loans, we use the lowest middle score. So if it's one borrower, the middle score, if there are two borrowers, the lower of the two middle scores is the one we're going to use. And I know that people are aware that you have to be a little careful about how often your credit report is run. But if you're considering buying a home, I would definitely consider having one lender at least run it early on so you know what's on there and have the opportunity to address anything that you weren't aware of.
When my wife and I were buying our home 24 years ago, mm-hmm. We were told we needed a jumbo loan. And I want to say the amount might have been anything over $200,000. Are the jumbos at the same level? Have they gone higher? Because I'm hearing people are buying homes for $600,000, and I'm like, I would never want a loan that that big. But so, what are the levels?
Yeah, they've increased almost every year. When I got in the business, I think it was about $194,300 or something like that, and. There are actually two tiers for conforming loans in most of the counties in our area because they are high-cost counties, they call them. So there are two tiers for conventional loans. The first tier recently was increased to 453, I think 150, 453 something. And the second tier, which is called high balance, is a limit of 625 and change. So definitely higher numbers than what we looked at 25 years ago.
Absolutely, and it keeps going. I remember my parents bought their first house, four-bedroom on 1 acre for mm-hmm. $33,000 in Bridgewater.
Right.
That same house now is, 10 or 15 times what they paid for it.
Yeah.
Is there a plan? I mean, obviously the goal is get a person in their home. So can you say that there's a plan for everyone? I know you have conventional loans, you have jumbo loans, there's government loans, there's the VA. Is there something for everybody, and you can get them hopefully to that point? And obviously there's some people that are just going to be, we can't help you at this time, but is there enough mechanisms out there for you guys to, a person comes to you with good credit score, stable employment, things like that, that you can find something for them?
Yeah, I think for the most part, yeah. If the credit's okay and there's income that supports the payments, then yeah. A couple things come to mind with this talk of millennials these days. One of the things that hurts are the student loans.
Mm-hmm.
That was an afterthought when I started in the business, but I feel like a lot of the young people I'm talking to these days have significant student loans that can definitely affect your buying power. That's one thing. Another segment that's probably underserved at this point are self-employed borrowers, established self-employed, mm-hmm. who are, their tax returns really are not, I don't think, a great reflection of how they're doing financially, and we don't have any, unfortunately, no income verification loans. Those
right.
Those went out the window for good reason, because they unfortunately were abused. But I think there are a lot of self-employed borrowers who are established, are on a solid ground that unfortunately they're not showing as mm-hmm. much income as they need to qualify for what they're looking for.
I talked to one student not too long ago who told me she had over $90,000 in loans for her bachelor's and master's degree, and carrying that, you won't pay that down in 10 years. Maybe that's why people have to wait until they're 37 to start looking, but it's it is significant. And I think one of the things, and this is a show topic for a different day,
mm-hmm.
but when Michigan State University agrees to pay $500 million to cover Larry Nassar, education costs are just way too high. And, you know, where does this money come from? And don't tell me it's from the Big East and the Big Ten and all that stuff. It, you know, and football, that's a lot of money for a university to have to deal with. Yeah. So renovation lending, and then we'll touch on this briefly and we'll go to the break. But I've seen houses where they basically tear the whole house down except for one wall, and that's done so you pay less in permit fees and stuff. So it's a renovation. Is that through a typical loan, or is it a construction loan, and do you do those as well as the conventionals?
There are essentially two renovation loans out there at this point. There's people frequently hear about FHA 203K. Mm-hmm. But there is also a conventional version called Home Styles. And, they can structure it in a lot of different ways. There are limitations when it comes to things like condos and townhouses. But, for detached homes, there's a lot of stuff they can do. Can take a house that's in really lousy condition and make it exactly what you want. So.
Very good. All right. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano. We're going to step away for our final break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with Joe Johnson, who is a mortgage consultant at Caliber Funding. We're going to talk about the website. So if you'd like to join us, visit his website right now at www.caliberhomeloans.com, and he'll walk us through some of the tools there that you may be interested in if you are in the home buying process. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of...
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, and with me today in the studio is Joe Johnson, who's a mortgage consultant with Caliber Funding. I mentioned before the break, you can visit his website at www.caliberhomeloans.com. If you'd like to reach out to Joe, interested in looking at mortgage opportunities in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, you can do so by his email, joe.johnson@caliberhomeloans.com. or his phone, 908-403-2648. Let's talk a little bit about was it online lending we were discussing?
Yeah.
And the differences between what's available conventionally?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you're seeing a lot of things advertised these days, you know, push button, get mortgaged. And that's all well and good. I mean, the tools are there to apply online. We, you know, pretty much everyone has that at this point, along with the digital tools and everything. But, you know, I think when it comes down to actually going through the process and getting real about it, it's good to have an expert on your side. And preferably someone who's local, knows the area, has frequently worked with the realtor or realtors that you're talking to, and as well as the attorneys and title companies and everyone involved in the process. It's an important decision, important time in your life, and I'm not sure that I would just leave it to a stranger online to hopefully get it right for you.
Right, or a puppet in his pajamas or boxer shorts or one of those other lenders. You mentioned during the break that you're licensed in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Yep.
So the importance of working with a licensed professional, can you touch on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's every transaction is different, so it's hard to kind of pinpoint it in a way. But, you know, we're all different. We each have our needs and things that are special about us. So things start out very basic. What's your rate? What are your fees? And things like that. And by the time you get to closing, more often than not, it's gotten interesting in one way or another. You still got to get through a home inspection, navigate locking an interest rate, hopefully closing on time. But you need the right person to be there and make sure things go right.
What about refinancing? Is that something that you guys do, or is that more left for the banks?
Oh, yeah. We absolutely do. You know, we've seen less of it in recent months with rates moving higher. I'm not seeing a lot of people saying, oh, I'm trying to get a lower rate. But there are different reasons for refinancing, and we absolutely do.
Is there a rule of thumb? It used to be, you know, and my wife and I did it 15 years ago, and, you know, so when we closed on our house, the interest rate at the time was like 7.75%. Mm-hmm. Once it got around like 5.75%, that's when people were telling us, look, now is the time. Is there a certain percentage that there, and there may be people who are still, you know, not as savvy and still have high interest rates where a 5% would still be attractive. Is there a rule of thumb percentage wise, or just, you know, what works best?
It's hard to pinpoint a rule of thumb because there are a lot of things that factor into it. How much is it going to cost you to refinance? How much do you owe? How far into the loan are your current loan are you? I would say, you know, if I had to put a number on it, I think we see value typically at about 1% difference in rate.
Okay. Very good. Let's talk one more second. Again, if you're thinking of buying a home, the pre-qualification process, and a lot of times you'll hear the advertisements that, you know, get pre-qualified in seconds, you know, something like that, or in minutes, you know. What should people expect for the pre-qualification? Is it just what's your salary, husband and wife, and, you know, any investments, things like that? Or is there a little more, is it as detailed as securing the loan?
Well, I don't think that's something that should be rushed through, and that should be a little bit of an alarm bell if someone just spends 3 or 4 minutes with you getting the basic information, saying, oh, you can get X for a loan amount, and you can go to X for or Y to purchase for a purchase price. Good pre-qual, good pre-approval should really be a part of an actual mortgage consultation where you're assessing not only their ability to be approved for a number, but also affordability and are we really tying into your budget as mm-hmm. well? Because I tell people all the time there are two numbers. There's what the bank says you can do, and there's what you know you can do,
right.
and sometimes those numbers line up, but other times not so much. So I think it's,
and a lot of times it seems like, you know, people say, well, I qualified for this, and I'm just going to throw out a number. I qualified for $250,000. That's at the max.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're not taking into effect is, oops, the refrigerator just broke. Oops, the oven just broke. Johnny just broke his arm. You know, that's the max with nothing else factored in. So you got to look at the whole picture, like you said, the affordability of it.
Absolutely.
I usually like to end these interviews stealing a page from my buddy Dave Moody on SiriusXM NASCAR radio. What's the two or three things we haven't talked about today that you see as something that, you know, people should be wary of as they approach home purchase, home ownership?
Well, I think of at least one. During the process, you really want to be careful about any changes to your financial situation. You want to be careful with your credit. I would avoid opening up any new accounts, or closing any accounts. Any changes that are going to happen, I would make sure your mortgage consultant is aware of them, because you know, even you can be approved, you can even have your mortgage commitment, but still changes to your situation can come up prior to closing and potentially create problems.
Got it. So again, Joe Johnson has been joining me today. He's a mortgage consultant with Caliber Funding. You can visit his website at www.caliberhomeloans.com. A lot of great tools on there, including one that I came across, a simple, helpful walkthrough of the entire home buying process. And that's deciding on the neighborhood, applying for the financing, finding the property, discussing your financing options, et cetera. But it's a great website for first-time home buyers to kind of navigate the process, and I would encourage people to do that. Any other features of the website you want to bring out?
Just that, you know, you can go on and push a button and apply online, but at the same time, you're going to be working directly with an experienced mortgage consultant that's going to walk you through the process.
So again, the website is www.caliberhomeloans.com. Joe, thanks again for coming in today. Always great to see you. This is your opportunity to score points with your wife. If you'd like to say hi, Kristen, or your daughters, feel free to do it now.
Hey, Flo Lee.
And hi, Kristen. You know, hopefully she'll hear this a little later on. Always a great family, and I love them dearly. They're like family to me.
Yeah, well, hopefully the in-laws are listening too. They're good with
wouldn't that,
that
be a treat? Very good. So again, Joe Johnson is a mortgage consultant with Caliber Funding, stopping in today to talk to us about what to expect during the home buying process and the mortgage application process. Again, his website, www.caliberhomeloans.com. In sports, in NASCAR news, last Sunday, Kevin Harvick won for the fifth time this year in the Kansas 400 at Kansas Motor Speedway. This week, the teams will be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the All-Star race on Saturday night. In Major League Baseball, the 2018 Major League Baseball regular season is underway, and the Yankees, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions in the American League, while the Braves, Pirates, and Diamondbacks lead their divisions in the National League. In the NBA playoffs, Golden State is playing Houston, and the Cavaliers are playing the Celtics, who hold a 2-game-to-none advantage in that series. In the NHL, Tampa Bay is playing Washington. They hold a 2-games-to-1 lead in that series, Winnipeg playing the Las Vegas Golden Knights. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Breaking with the House, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence yesterday endorsed a U.S. intelligence finding that Russia secretly tried to interfere in the 2016 election to boost Donald Trump and hurt Hillary Clinton, calling the accusations of Russian meddling, quote, accurate and on point. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says, though, it's not always uncommon for the Russians to try to interfere in our elections.
Not entirely unprecedented. Russia has meddled in other elections, and propaganda isn't new. But they went to a new level last year, primarily to sow instability and chaos in our society. But ultimately, they may have grown into a preference for the president. That doesn't mean that it's the reason why he won.
Birth rates in the United States declined last year for women in their teens, 20s, and surprisingly their 30s, leading to the fewest babies in 30 years. That's according to a new government report released today. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise.